Work on the publication of Voices continues, and I'm at that stage I enjoy the least, the final line edit. Big Bad Media are going over the manuscript with a nitpicker looking for the typos, the continuity errors, and the overwriting. I occasionally judge competitions, and overwriting always stands out. Witness the startling line from one effort, "She put her shoes on her feet." Now, I suppose there are situations where that line would be acceptable, but offhand I can't think of any. I could probably go with, "She put her shoes on the sideboard," "put her shoes on the dinner table," "put her shoes on his feet." These were genuine shoes, not novelty condoms. We were reading of a woman preparing to go out, so where else would she put the shoes but on her feet? Then there are the clichéd lines. The most notable is, "at this precise moment in time." If you mean now, say now. Naturally, this problem doesn't affect my writing, does it? Doesn't it? I got the first 40 pages back from Big Bad Media and they're littered with typos, missing words, extraneous words, and numerous examples of overwriting. Here we have a man who struck deaf and mute, and I wrote, "bombarded me with questions I could not hear and could not respond to." Well, since he's deaf and mute, and I've been saying so for the last 20 pages or more, it's a safe assumption that he can't hear or respond to them. The piece is littered with these snippets. Maybe only a word or two, it may be a complete line. On odd occasions, it's a whole paragraph. But they're in there, generally cluttering up the narrative and getting in the way. The Haunting of Malmesbury Manor ran to about 300 pages. When I received the editor's first pass, it needed corrections on about 250 of them. Many were typos, some were continuity, but a good deal were verbiage. I don't expect anything less with Voices. It's a drudge going over it time and again, but what comes out to the other end of this process is a sleeker read, one that is accelerated by tiny fractions. It's all part of the process of unleashing the words on an unsuspecting readership and hoping they'll respond with the same enthusiasm the publisher did. My one consolation is that I haven't hit any clichéd overwriting. Well, not at this precise moment in time I haven't.